Our scripture for today comes from the book of Romans. The book of Romans, I invite you to turn with me in the Pew Bible or the Bible that you brought. Of course, you know me, I would much rather you bring your Bible, right? That way you would know it well. Now, for those who may not know where the book of Romans is it in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. So the New Testament begins with what book? Matthew, and then Mark, Luke, John, and then Acts. And what is after Acts? The book of Romans. The book of Romans. So please turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. We'll begin with verse 9. Once you find that, if you would close your Bible on your finger and stand with me if you're able. Raise those Bibles high above your heads. And let's say this Bible pledge loud and proud this morning, all right? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are able, please remain standing with me and let us turn to Romans chapter 12. Let's begin reading at verse 9. The Apostle Paul tells us, "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal, but be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it is, that depends on you." Excuse me, let me read that again. "If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. We have an insert for you that is sermon notes. If you grab a pen or a pencil and follow along this morning, I have some area there for you to take notes if you choose. On the back of this, Cliff has organized our study guide for this week. Now, this is for you to take home with you, along with our bulletin that has the prayers listed on it. And that way, this gives you a devotion that you can have right along with your prayers and follows along with our sermon this week. So please take this home along with your bulletin. Put it beside your prayer chair, is what I like to call it, as you spend time with God this week.